I think most of us have experienced pain, be it emotional or physical. The fascinating thing about pain is that everyone feels it irrespective of its cause. The reason for pain varies from person to person, but the intensity is almost always the same. Everyone feels fear strongly. Some people might feel fear and pain from the tiniest of things, and others might feel it only when things are extreme. The reasons could be extremely different. Nevertheless, if a person is feeling pain or regret, it is futile to tell him other people have it worse, because this suggestion doesn't really reduce the emotional overflow that person is going through. Like everyone else, I've also had my fair share of pain and regret. We are almost at the end of Take It Easy, with this episode being the 27th out of the 30 episodes. The things I'm going to discuss in this episode are from my very own personal experiences, and they might not be fit for all other people. If you are genuinely feeling pain for a long period of time, it is absolutely necessary you consult your parents, your loved ones, and professional people who can truly understand you and help you improve. I do not intend to offend any single person who's listening to this episode. Literally nobody. Even the people who were with me when I was feeling pain, people who added to the pain. In fact, even if you think you were the reason for my pain, you were not. I do not blame anybody for any kind of pain that I've felt. So without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to episode 27 of Take It Easy. Saying stuff as if I'm talking to the Ansh Mehra that lived this planet 6 months ago. I'm pretty sure you would be able to connect to him. Dear Ansh, I know life has not been easy. I know you're trying your best. Balancing academics, personal relations, keeping up with all the never-ending situations you have at home becomes really exhausting at times. You've been away from home for a very long time, and even though you are doing better than most of your friends, you're still facing a lot of issues. You took a few decisions that required a lot of strength. You feel really bad about it, but it was for your own good. There were people who you truly loved more than anything, but because of certain circumstances, they are no longer in your life. You doubt if taking those decisions were the right thing. You know it was the right thing, but completely accepting the things that you lost, all the sacrifices, makes you weak, and you feel like going back. You get flashes of negativity every time you work, and sleeping at night has become tougher than it was. You keep looking for distractions, and you keep finding someone to stay with, and you do pretty well till the time you're distracted. However, once those friends are gone, once everyone goes back to their rooms, your mind goes back to thinking all the negative ideas and sensations on loop. One of the most important things that you can learn is to own your decisions. You took a big decision, and hopefully you took the right one. You cannot go back into the past and change it. The only thing you can now do is be brave enough to own your decisions and go ahead with the cards you've been dealt with. People die daily because of things that are not in their control. They show strength to live just another day. I know knowing this does not help, but it surely helps to remind you how blessed you are to be alive at this very moment. Look at the life you've got. You know you will wake up tomorrow morning, and that assurance that you will survive, that is the most valuable thing you can have. You need to realize that you cannot get rid of fear and anxiety so quickly. You need to change your relationship with anxiety and not force it to go away. You will feel fear. That's hardwired in our brains. But you need to change your relationship with fear. Do not let your emotions blend reality for you. There is one reality that exists for real and one reality that exists in our head. You need to make sure that you are outside your bubble reality and step into the actual reality. The actual reality is way more secure, optimistic, and supportive than you think. I know when you see certain things or hear certain things, you feel like something is shrinking in your chest. I know you feel cold. I know you get goosebumps. I know your legs feel numb. And this is for real. This is not even exaggeration. It feels like your heart is falling down. This is not poetry. You will genuinely feel these physical sensations. Don't be afraid of them. It will actually remind you of all the sad songs you've heard as a kid, but this is going to be the first time you will be feeling it, and it never ends if you don't try to change your relationship with it. People will question your pain. They will even laugh at you, saying you're too soft. Don't let them get under your skin. Take your time and grow from it. Do not try to ignore this pain. You cannot skip it. Do not find addictions. Do not go for quick fixes. Embrace it. Feel it and get done with it. If you try to hide it, if you try to keep it a secret, it will slide into a deep corner of your conscience and leak drop by drop. Do not let it slip away. Hold it by its neck and look straight into its eyes. Word of caution, don't let yourself be trapped by it. Stare right into its eyes with courage, but don't let it hypnotize you. Embrace the pain because you cannot escape feeling bad. You truly loved something or you wanted something, but now you know it's gone. If your dreams are still alive, you have all the support you need to make it come true. And that is the reality. Go chase your dreams right now. However, if something is lost forever, understand the importance of moving ahead with courage. There is no separation without breaking of bonds, and you just broke a very strong bond. If that energy has decided to come out in the form of pain, don't suppress it. Let it flow and get over with it. Cry if you want. I know you don't have a habit of crying because of your childhood, and that's okay. Not all people learn how to express themselves properly. Take your time, but be real to yourself. Sit and talk to your friends if you want, but don't keep running away from it. Once you've embraced the pain, it is extremely important for you to understand the importance of looking ahead. If you get stuck in embracing the pain for too long, you will not realize when being in pain would become a habit instead of a necessity. Embracing pain is very healthy, but getting stuck in the loop of feeling pain is toxic. But you've been feeling pain for too long. That chest pain is always there. That's because you need to break the loop of feeling pain. And that comes with introduction of new thoughts. Thoughts that take you ahead and not pull you back. Thoughts that make you feel good about the present and the future that lies ahead. This is not going to be easy. You will be stuck in your own painful sensations for a very long time. It takes massive amount of courage to break this loop. You will see a lot of people who are stuck in this loop. The more you overthink, the more you drift away from reality. You need to step out of your ego, step out of yourself, and look at this situation from a third person's view. Not from your own emotions, but from a third person's view. Is it as scary as you think it is? Is it as sad as you think it is? What would you recommend if your best friend was in the same situation as yours? What would you recommend if your father was in the same situation as yours? Get out of your ego and look at the situation from an external pair of eyes. Again, there will be days when you feel extremely happy and, you know, extremely blessed and satisfied. There will be days when you feel extremely sad and painful. I'm not talking about emotional pain. Sometimes suppressing emotional pain helps it to manifest itself into physical pain. Hey, but if the physical pain never goes at all, I think you should visit a doctor. You will soon notice how all that pain goes away when you're with your closest friends or when you're re-watching your favorite movie or working on your passion. Find new problems that will help you get rid of your own negative thoughts. feed hungry puppies, work on an exciting project, go work for an NGO, you know, teach your parents how to operate Netflix on their mobile, find better, new, interesting problems for other people's happiness so that you feel happy and better making others' lives happier and better. And trust me on this, you will genuinely feel more positive when you help others get rid of their pain and misery. The guys and girls you wish to impress are not going to be there for you. This is the harsh reality. Most people are far more selfish and emotionless than you think. And it's not their fault. They are just trying to survive. They do not mean any harm to you. They are just trying to do what is best for them. Do not assume that everybody is as nice as you or as sweet as you. Do not feel everybody thinks like you or feels pain like you or has the same priorities as you. You will be shocked to see how many close friends of yours will bitch about you. You will be absolutely amazed to see how many people who used to say hi or say nice stuff to you or appreciate you are saying the worst things they could say about you behind your back. The faster you realize, the better it is that you are here for yourself and your parents. If you are not married, most probably your parents are the only ones who truly care about you. Most of the girls and boys you see are variables. They will keep changing with time. If you really want to do something for a permanent change, do something for your success. Both external and internal success. Work on your internal success first so that you can maintain your external success. External success is useless if it exists without internal success. Take life lightly. If you feel bad, fearful, and stressed most of the days, it's because you've taken life too seriously in your head. If you feel like your heart is pinching, take slow steps. If you feel like you've been, you know, stuck in your fears and your phobias and everything, most of it is not as scary as you've made it to be. Do not be afraid of seeing people who were extremely close to you but now they are not. Do not be afraid of seeing facts and coming in touch with reality. I know you hyperventilate. I know that you panic and you feel chills and you feel discomfort, but gain enough courage to face it and move on. Do not build the habit of getting stuck. Don't let too many people know you're getting weak. Only your loved ones deserve to know what you're going through. Others are just going to pretend like they care, but they don't really have the time or the energy or the availability to help you. Worst case, they will even laugh at you, make fun of you rather than helping. Every single emotion of pain and suffering you feel is to teach you and prepare you for a better future. All your experiences and past relationships with people have been to prepare you to become the man who would eventually deserve everything you wished for. The 2018 Anshmara was not mature enough to handle whatever he wished for. Therefore, he is just being prepared for the bigger game. You are being prepared for a better future, a stronger heart, and a better life. The universe has big plans for you. Nothing goes wrong in the bigger play. Just go through your part with hope, happiness, courage, and strength. There is a lot to tell, but I would spoil everything if I revealed all of it here right now. This is your journey, Ansh, and it's not going to be easy. You said you wanted to be a millionaire, you wanted to run your own company, you wanted to be fearless, you wanted to be really good. Well, this is how you learn. Own your decisions and look ahead to a brighter, better, and more successful future. The physical and emotional pain will take time. Do not suppress it. Embrace it and charge ahead. It will only make you a stronger person. Read as much as you can. You won't believe how much reading and meditating can help you. Take utmost care of your diet. Take utmost care about your thoughts. Try journaling. Try typing down whatever you think. It really helps you to understand your thoughts and mind. Don't take life too seriously and take help from your loved ones, friends and family who genuinely care about you. I hope you improve and succeed. Yours truly, Ansh Mehra from the future. That was like a really, really strong letter, man. I'm sorry if this one stretched a lot. I think I've covered a little bit of everything I'd like to tell. You know, I hope it helps other people who've been in the same situation. And, you know, I think this one was a little melodramatic, but I think life is a mix of both fun and drama, right? I mean, for how long can we pretend to be all happy and blessed like our Instagram feeds? And so, yeah, well, I'd like to end this episode by saying thanks to everyone who is and who has been a part of my life. Extra special thanks to people who were in my life but are no longer present. All of you have really made me look inside and get rid of my tiny, tiny weaknesses. I was really pissed at every single one of you, and you know, I thought that you guys are the reason for my pain. But now that I think about it, it was more about my own shortcomings, my own wrong beliefs, rather than your mistake. I'm really learning how to grow up, how to be stronger, and it is only because of you all. Thank you for everything. For each and every one of you who might have said something bad about me, who might have played some role in my life, I really, really wish all the success to everyone who has played their role. Thank you for everything. And this is not me joking about it. I don't know how to convince you. It's my job to say what's the truth, and I am saying the truth. So I hope you know that I am not lying. With this, I'd like to end this episode. And oh, wait. I've launched a few public playlists on Spotify. You can search them by typing my name, Ansh Mehra. They're according to my moods. Like, they are literally named like when I am motivated, when I am low, when I win, when I'm rich. They're really good songs. And they've played a huge role in my life. And I'm extremely sorry if I'd said something wrong or offensive. If you feel like I have genuinely said something bad, you can always message me on Instagram on @AnshMehra with 3 A's at the end. 3 more episodes to go before I end this season. Really happy about doing this, to be honest. I would be extremely grateful if you guys could share this on your stories and tag me so that I know that you're helping me out. I really wish to reach more students. I hope you have an amazing life ahead. Please take care of your health and parents. This is Ansh Mehra, and you were listening to episode 27 of Take It Easy.